Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings, welcome inside, happy Friday night, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live, live from the TireRack.com studios. It has been a big night so far, only an hour into the show. TireRack.com will help you get there, an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Well, it may not get any better than this, Mike Harmon. Syracuse wins again in the thriller. The Braves get pasted. The Mets are winning like 11-0 right now in the fifth inning. It's some kind of night. It is some kind of night.
Well, it's such a perfect day. I mean, the Syracuse victory obviously has you on cloud nine. Would you say you're on cloud nine? We're on cloud nine. You can watch some Boise State and UTEP if you're feeling frisky with some more football. Obviously, the baseball stuff. My team quit. They didn't announce it. But the White Sox essentially this week gave up. Yeah. They decided they didn't want to play anymore. And that's fine.
That,
well, they laid down to the Guardians. And now everybody can blame it on managers. No, you had a bunch of players that you assembled, a squad that couldn't stay healthy. And some of the guys that did lacked the professionalism and the intestinal fortitude to move forward with that club or really any other in Major League Baseball.
Wow. I like you go intestinal fortitude. I know you're upset.
Oh, well, it's angering. I mean, and you could go back and watch a bunch of video clips from this week of some of these guys. Oh, there's a ground ball. Yeah, I think I'll walk 5 feet out of the box and just turn towards the dugout. How's your year going? Oh, you're hitting 212. That makes sense. But, yeah, it's a big weekend, obviously, as we get to week three of the NFL. We already have one game in the books. A lot of speculation. You've got Cooper Rush saying that he and Dak Prescott had a laugh at the expense of Jerry Jones' comments, even though it's got a lot of people mad, which is great. Mm-hmm. I like when people are upset.
Look, and we'll have more on the Jerry Jones situation, because today you had Mike McCarthy had to walk out and say, hey, listen, Dak's our guy, right? I know it's been a crazy
week. Did he have to?
Dak's our guy, okay? I'm telling you.
Dak, I still thought he was trying to do a 5-minute stand-up act, was Jerry Jones, as if he were going to go open for Rob Parker at his latest comedy club circuit.
But this weekend's really – there's one game that's above almost every other one, and that is this could be the last time we get Rodgers versus Brady, right? Mm-hmm. We may not get it again because who knows? This could be it for Tom Brady, not it for Aaron Rodgers, but this could be it for Brady.
Could
who
be
knows
it for Aaron Rodgers.
You know what? Before we pick this game, let's talk about Aaron Rodgers here for a couple minutes, okay? Because this week he was asked, hey, how much longer are you going to play? Right? Are you going to be like Tom Brady and play till you're 45? And he said, no, I have other interests. Right? And I get it because, when you're 38, 39, 45 can seem like a long way away. And he is kind of enjoying the fact that he's this really weird guy that gets a lot of attention. And so when he says he has other interests and he's not going to play till he's 45, my reaction is, man, I can't wait to see what those are. Oh, the teaser we've gotten already from him about what he likes to do. Hey, here's some tea I like to drink, and I'm going to show all these pictures, and here's my tattoos, and I'm going to give you theories I have about vaccines and all these different things. Oh, I can't wait to see what he's got, man. He's going to be great. He's like that rock star that has found an enlightened path. That suddenly is, it's like you read about the guys like in the 60s and the 70s where they had these people that they would follow them, oh my God, he's the guy I follow. He's my icon. Everything he does, I want to do. He's showing me the right way to live life. I can't wait to see that because he's going to get even weirder than he is now. And I guarantee you, we won't even recognize the guy in relation to who he was in his NFL career. We're going to see video of him and pictures of him like a couple of years after he's finished playing the NFL, and you're going to go, that's Aaron Rodgers? That's him? Really? With that big – because you know he's going to have a really big, long gray beard, right? That's a number one. You know that's a really big, long
and a ponytail
that's coming from – oh, of course. Of course, ponytail. He might have like a – he might be one of those guys with a couple of ponytails. Like, why do I stop at one? I'm going to have two ponytails. He's going to have that. We're going to get stories of bizarre things he's doing. What have you done, Aaron Rodgers? Well, I've gone into the Himalayan mountains, and I have found that snake venom from this one snake that is found in the Himalayan mountains. This has transitive healing properties that can actually make you float. And I floated. I've sat down, I've drank the snake venom, and I floated in the air. Here's video of me. I look like Max in Stranger Things. Sorry, spoiler alert. Look at me floating up into the air. He'll do interviews once in a while just to back that up and just so people go, man, look at Aaron Rodgers. No, you got other interests, man. I cannot wait to see what those are.
The Himalayan pit viper or the Gloideus Himalayanus or something.
That's
like
a real
that.
Thing?
Yeah. Has been found in altitudes up at Himalayanus. Yeah.
Tyson, H-I-M. Please tell me you got that clean.
A-Y-N-A-N-U-S.
Please tell me you Himalayas. Got that clean.
There you go.
As clean
found
as
at altitudes of up to 16,072 feet.
Yep. Okay.
There you go. So there's the snake you're looking for. As for Aaron Rodgers, look, the bottom line is once you go into retirement, be as weird as you want. Do whatever you're going to do. Just don't harm people. Don't defraud people. Don't take after your quote, mentor in Green Bay.
Oh, no, I don't think it's going to be something where he's going to be – no, he's not going to go crazy and be destructive.
No. That was me, just my tongue in cheek, kind of nod to it. But, he's going to be a curious character. There's no question about it.
What are these big outside what's going to be the big thing that he – it's going to be – okay, I don't know where the wonderful Aaron Rodgers magical mystery tour is going to take us, but, oh, man, I can't wait for that. That's going to be fantastic, I'll tell you. I can't wait.
Yeah,
Jason Smith, Mike Harmon. He is. It's going to be great. I'm telling you, snake venom from somewhere. Snake venom from somewhere is going to have some kind of properties, and it's going to be something that's amazing. Yeah, that's what.
Yeah, that pit viper. Yeah,
because I'm already thinking, Mike. This is just me. We'll get to Albert Pujols in a second, but this is just me. I'm thinking because I got a blue check mark, right? What if I said, "Hey, I have this remedy, and this is going to stop you from whatever. You'll lose 15 pounds overnight."
Yeah.
Like, wait, what is it? Well, where did you get it? And I would just say, this has been used in South America for years. Or this has been used in the northern parts of Europe for years. People that live in Greenland, because there are people who live there. People live in Greenland actually use this. Antarctica. All you got to do is say is something that is centuries old and it comes from really far away. And people will go, oh, really? Give it to me. How much money do you need? Just give it to me. I'll just hand it over. Like James Earl Jones. They will fork it over, Ray, without even knowing what they're paying for. Oh, you have something from a far off land that's centuries old? Yes. Let me have it because it's going to make me better. Forget about modern medicine. Let me have something that I have no idea if it's even real. But I'll take that because that's going to help me.
Sounds about right.
I can do it.
I mean, there's plenty of that. Man, how many ads are you served on a given day?
Oh.
I mean, the fact that we're speaking this aloud right now means one of us is going to get an ad for a dietary supplement or some type of lifestyle change that's going to really revolutionize everything.
Oh, I'm sure I'll get it now. I'm sure it's already in. I'm sure the next time I go to Yahoo.com, it'll be there.
Between
that's
that,
where they all are.
Between that and the gambling touts, they're both coming to me.
Yeah, they're all at Yahoo. Like I could sit in my living room and go, huh? I wonder when the new season for Mrs. Maisel is coming out. And I could get up out of my chair and I could go to my phone and just click on my phone and I could go to Yahoo. It would be Mrs. Maisel. Everything we know about season 5, right? Like when it comes, like one of the things that we don't know when the season's going to begin, but boy, there's a lot of anticipation for it. I get that happens all the time. Yahoo knows what I want. They just know what I want.
The walls have ears, man.
We'll have more on Brady and Rodgers coming up in a few minutes. We got Jason Cole stopping by, talking some big NFL stuff. But you heard Steve DeSager mention it moments ago. Albert Pujols is one home run away from absolute MLB immortality. He has homered already. The Cardinals lead the Dodgers 2-1, a two-run homer. Make it 699 home runs from Albert Pujols. See, here's the thing, Tyshirt. People know it only goes to 41 now.
Well, they do if you tell them.
They know your tricks. They've been listening to the show for a while. They know, okay, this is where it goes for 41, 41, 41. It's 438, 441 is how it ends.
Well, I'm just going to use you now.
Francesca going 41, 441, 41, 41, 41, 41, 41. Yeah, fast forward and get to it so we can hear
it. I don't want to now.
So Pujols at 699. Now he has the better part of two weeks to hit home run number 700. He has said he's going to retire after this year. So far, the numbers for Albert Pujols this year with what he's done look pretty good, right? He's hitting 260. He's got 20 home runs. He's knocked in 54 runs. He hasn't played a ton, so it's not like Pujols has played every day. He's going to wind up playing in about 110 games, 112 games, I would say, over the course of this year. And when you're 19 and 53 and you're hitting 260, you can still do it. And I am sure the Cardinals would be more than open to having him come back and at least be a platoon player, at designated hitter, right? But I know he says, I'm done. And I hitting 700, you feel like, hey, I'm done. But when you hit 700 and you are this close to Babe Ruth, how do you not stay to break Babe Ruth's record? Right, to get to Barry Bonds, that's going to be a little bit too much. You're talking about getting to 760, and Pujols doesn't have that left. But does he have one more season where he can hit 12 home runs? Sure he does. He's got one more for that. You pass Babe Ruth. What if he finished with 715? How awesome would that be? Right, because 715 was a number for so long, because that was when Aaron broke his record. He had 715, and he finished with 755. I don't know how you walk away when you're that close to Babe Ruth. Right, like how did Alex Rodriguez not find a way to get to 700? How did you? Oh, I'm good at 696. What I've accomplished, dude. How do you walk? How do you not find a way for at least a month to play and then retire? How do you not find a way to hit 700? How do you not find to get there? Because I guarantee you he thinks about that every single day. And he's thinking about it every single day right now as we're talking about Pujols and his march to 700.
Seems like there would have been a team to bring him back, right? 9 home runs in 243 plate appearances his final season, 2016, in New York. Telling me you couldn't have gone to Tampa or Pittsburgh or some random place and played another couple of months to get there. And look, maybe he elected not to for any myriad of reasons. But for Albert Pujols, playing as well as he has in 5 years, Jason, I mean, we're going back to 2016 was the last time he hit this well. Hit 254 for the Dodgers in 85 games last year. Hit 198 for the Angels, so a 236 total. Go back to 2016, he hit 268. You look at all the other secondary stat categories that we look at, and it's as good or better than he was virtually his entire time with the Angels. And that's saying something. And certainly for those last years. But he's got 32 extra base hits and 324 at-bats entering tonight. He can't walk away with that. If he does, good on him. Hey, he hits 700, flips his bat in the air and says, blank y'all, I'm going home. I wouldn't blame him for doing that either. I just don't know when you're talking about immortality and, you know, Ruth's number was the one that you and I grew up with. So many trading cards of people chasing, and every time we started talking about would-be all-time greats, it was, well, this is the standard. And for Albert Pujols to be that close and perhaps walk away leaving that undone, I just can't believe that. I just can't.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. And my goodness, we have Jason Cole coming up in a second to talk all big time NFL with us. But we talked about this a few moments ago, and it just happened. Make it 700. No, not wins by the Mets. A different 700. Steve DeSager has all the details right now.
Breaking news from Fox Sports.
It's amazing. It just continues. The guy who's going to retire in a couple of weeks, at least from his regular season schedule. These Cardinals are good enough for the postseason. Well, yes, he's hit two at Dodger Stadium. What did I say before he'd even had an at-bat, guys, tonight? This is the perfect pitcher to be facing. Andrew Heaney has given up so many homers in the past month as Dodger starter. As for the game, two long balls for Pujols. The first gave the St. Louis Cardinals a 2-0 lead over LA. Now he's hit home run number 700 of his career, and so at the age of 42, he's the fourth major leaguer to reach that mark, following Bonds, Aaron, and Ruth. Pretty incredible. And by the way, he's over 20 homers for this season. He's hit 14 just since the start of August. Amazing. Albert Pujols clearly headed to the Hall of Fame, as you know. Now a magical number, 700 career homers. Back to you.
Oh, thanks a bunch, Steve. I appreciate it, my friend.
Might have thrown 699 underhand, for crying out loud. Good God, man. Hey, ready for batting practice? It's like he's holding up the money ball in a home run derby, for crying out loud.
So you've seen Andrew
God,
pitch
that was
in
awful.
The last month, in other words.
Yeah, but I mean, this is extra special. Hey, this guy's on the verge of history. Let's make sure it's perfectly in a spot for him to hit. I get it. They're playing, quote, meaningless games. But this is pathetic.
Wow. The only guy I know who's upset that Albert Pujols hit number 7, it's not even your team and you're mad. You're not even...
Two-run homer, three-run homer, 5-0 Cardinals in the fourth.
Oh, there we go. 700 for Albert Pujols.
Well, there you go.
On Apple TV.
Now sign, you could sign baseballs and photos forever. I gave up 700.
Albert Pujols!
Did you groove it? Damn right I did.
I wanted to be in. I'm never making part of MLB history, so I just need to be part of it. So I'm going to give up the home run. At least in 5 years, people will interview me and say, where is Andrew Heaney now, the guy that gave up 700 to Pujols? And they'll come to my house and do a story on me. I think it'll be great. Albert Pujols, 700. We got more on this coming up, but joining us right now on the hotline, long time NFL insider. He is currently a Pro Football Hall of Fame voter, but that could change at any time. Check him out at Outkick. He's on Twitter at JasonCole62. That is at JasonCole62. And after the big news a day ago of Jerry Jones looking for a quarterback controversy, Jason Cole, the author of the new book, Cooper Rush, A Relentless Life in Search of Taking Over for Dak Prescott. Jason, welcome to the show again.
I'm working on that book deal right now with Cooper. We're thinking minimum $500,000 as upfront money. I'm thinking that's fair. What do you guys think?
Oh, I think that's good.
You get upfront. Jump off point. There's no question about it.
Yeah, I don't know that he's even making that much. So I think you're good.
I'm going to make more than his minimum salary this year. So yeah. that's what I'm planning. Yeah.
Well, if he keeps playing like this last week, so will he.
Yeah. So are we saying that Andrew Heaney is the Al Downing of his time? Is that what we're saying?
Andrew Heaney, the Al.
Because I know Al denied it, but that was kind of a room service fastball.
For
to break that record. I've always looked at it that way. Now Andrew Heaney is not nearly as good a player as Al Downing ever was. Al had actually a good career. You know, he did not besmirch the Dodgers the way that Andrew Heaney has so far. But could we call him T-Ball Heaney at this point? Is that what we're saying?
Wow, not T-Bone, but T-Ball. I like that.
Wait.
T-Ball
You mean Tebow Heaney? Like Tim Tebow? You mean Tebow Heaney?
Tim Tebow. He's coming back to the Jets. He could start for us again.
Just you never know.
Game. Bring back Tim. No.
Hey, Flacco is elite.
My favorite part of that is Stefanski being caught on a hot mic going, yeah, that touchdown is great. No, not so much, Kevin. No. Kevin, this is why you're supposed to get paid. This is why you're paid millions and millions of dollars to know the strategy better than the guys who play Madden. Right?
Jason.
Like, you're supposed to know that. And when you're, oh, yeah, great touchdown. Oh, we can only get beat on a couple of big plays. You know, like he realizes that afterwards. Well, yeah, that's what happened. Yep.
Coaches are smart people, right? Stefanski, you can't become a head coach and not be smart. How do coaches
No. Dave wants that. I submit.
Oh, wow.
Dave wants that.
Okay.
Not a smart man. Head coach in the NFL for 10 years. Ten years.
Okay.
For your Chicago Bears, Harmon.
All right. So he's your outlier then. Okay.
Thanks, buddy.
There's always
No.
He just decided to go to him first. What are you talking about?
Smith, you got Rich Kotite. Okay. Yeah. I can go through all 32 teams and I can find a dummy on all 32 teams.
That's a book.
There's your next book. Jason Cole, A Relentless Life, Finding 32 Dummy Coaches.
Trust me. A dummy. Now, the question is, does Wanstead get both the Bears and the Dolphins? Does he get the crown as dumbest coach of both of those teams?
Now, wait a minute, because I think this is a thing here, and I'll only take 3% of the profits. What if that was your new book, and you did a book on the worst head coach in every franchise, because people would want to hear stories. You know, look, because 49ers fans would want to hear stories about Rich Kotite, and Jets fans want to hear stories. How about that?
49ers, they want Jim Tomsula stories. That's what they want.
But they know the Jim Tom. See, like, but New York fans would want to hear Jim Tomsula stories. I think that's your new book. There's your book.
Yeah, I mean, at least Wanstead was 5 games under for the Bears, and then he was 11 games over for the Dolphins. I mean, Cam Cameron was 1-15.
No, I'm not talking about record. I'm just talking about literally being a stupid person.
Oh, okay? Wow.
This is literally like you look at somebody and you go, did he crack triple digits in IQ? And you just sit there again, just did he make it or not? And there's some guys out there I got questions about.
Wow.
I just remember sitting down with Tom Sula going, oh, my God, this is not a bright man.
Wow.
Allegedly. This took a dark turn.
Allegedly.
No, it's not dark. No, this is just straight truth, okay? This is blunt. Okay?
Allegedly.
The world according to Cole.
There are a lot of guys who should have been PE teachers in high school who became head coaches of NFL teams. I'm just telling you that right now.
Okay? All right. How do coaches still struggle with clock management? I don't understand. It's very easy. All you got to do is sit down for 10 minutes.
I'm going to disagree with you on this, okay? And that is managing a game is a lot more complicated than just I'm staring at the clock to see what it's like. Now, you should be aware in advance of clock situations and have it prepared. But here's your fail-safe. You hire somebody to get on the microphone and say, okay, give me down, distance, timeout situations. What are we doing here? You hire somebody to do this. Bill Parcells, and I mean, this is not advanced thinking, okay? This is, back in the 80s, okay? It's been like 40 years. Ray Handley, if you go and you look at tapes of Parcells coaching in the 80s for the Giants, and you look over his right shoulder on all those tapes when you see Parcells on the sideline in those, you remember that broadband striped Giants thing, red, white, and blue Giants sweater that he used to wear that made him look even bigger than he was. But you look at Parcells on that, and you look over that right shoulder, there's a guy in a baseball cap and glasses. His name is Ray Handley. Ray Handley, a Stanford grad with a degree in mathematics. He was the running backs coach of the Giants. He was the timeouts and clock guy. And he was the predecessor to what became Ernie Adams under Belichick, right? Having a math guy over there to know down distance situations and be prepared for that, you want to have that guy. Because, again, you're sitting here going, okay, how's my left tackle playing? Does he look tired? What do I need to do? Do I need to protect that guy? What kind of rush are we calling here? What does their quarterback look like? I mean, there are a lot of things that go into managing a game in critical moments, and so you can lose track of the clock, but you just hire a guy to keep track of. That's his one thing, and you're constantly checking with him. But the situation with Stefanski in the Cleveland game is the most elementary of elementary. This is the kind of stuff that you're supposed to go over with your players during the offseason and preseason and say, okay, score, clock, situation, timeouts. Get the ball here. If you're, they're going to let you score, essentially, because they want to see if they can get back in the game. Don't score. This is, you just go over that kind of stuff. And it shouldn't be a decision in the middle of the game. And that's the stuff that drives me crazy. This is all the stuff you prepare for. Like, there's nothing worse that I've ever seen than you get to a fourth and goal situation from the 1 yard line in the first quarter and a team calls a timeout. What did you spend the offseason and all the days leading up thinking about why you need to have a timeout in the first quarter of a game on a fourth and goal? That decision should already be made long ago and far away.
J. Cole, question for you. Coming up Sunday, we got Rodgers, Brady. With all the injuries, I feel like we're almost cheated unless they actually fight each other. Possible we see it again?
Yeah, but they've got finger issues on one of those guys, so he's got to be careful coming forward. What would a Brady Rodgers fight look like? Would Rodgers come out doing like some meditative thing and then break into Cobra Kai?
I really thought you were immediately saying he was going to wear a Cobra Kai gi.
Listen, they would warm up. Listen, Jason, no. I'm going to tell you exactly. First, they would come out and they would warm up with 10 minutes of yoga. That would be the first minutes.
There's 10 minutes of yoga and stretching, watching that.
Yeah.
And then it's Rodgers comes out and, he's got the man bun, so he goes a little bit Seagal, but it's then Cobra Kai. But how's Brady doing this? Is he, is he going MMA? Does he do gymnastics and try and jump over Rodgers and land on him? Like, it's like a video game kind of thing. What happened here? That's what I want to know.
Miyagi-Do? A little more
Brady would find out if anything could happen that would harm his health. And if it was,
this is what happens. He comes out in costume because he's the masked fighter.
Ah, that's what you do. Yep,
there you go. Pulled it all together.
Yes, it all comes around, and Giselle's the ref. Okay, it'll be the first time she appears at a game all season. So,
there you go. All right, I'm digging that. How do you see the game on Sunday?
Which one, Green Bay and Tampa Bay?
If you just say on TV, just talking I'm going to choke
not,
you.
Not the fight between them. How do you see the game?
I don't know. These are two teams that are going to show up and play a game, and neither one of them is going to resemble anything like what they're going to be in December. That's the problem with these, because Green Bay is trying to figure out, like, who do they trust in the receiving core and how they're going to run their offense. And Tampa is like, okay, we're really old and we're just trying to get healthy. Like, we're just trying to survive this season. And, yeah, they'll play hard and it'll be an interesting game. And, yes, I would rather go with Tampa at this point in time because, I just think they're the better team right now. But I don't think it's any – it's hard for me to tell what they're going to be going forward, and they're so damaged right now that they're both kind of dysfunctional. So I don't get. I mean, again, I think Tampa wins, and they probably win in this game by 10 points. But I'm not. I don't feel really confident about that. If I was a betting man, I would not feel confident in making that wager.
He's on Twitter at JasonCole62. That is at JasonCole62. NFL Insider. Do paint the fence. Up, down, up, down. Jay, as always, buddy. Appreciate it, my friend. We will talk to you next
week. All right, guys. Be good. I'll talk to you later.
See you, buddy.
All right.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week, we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
Albert Holmoff!
From the TireRack.com studios, where we just witnessed unbelievable history in Major League Baseball. Well, if you have Apple TV, Albert Pujols just hit home run number 700 of his MLB career. The Cardinals are thumping the Dodgers. It was 699 in the first inning, and a couple of innings later, it was 700 for Pujols. Now, there's a lot of angles on this story, but what I think is the most interesting one, Mike, is there's going to be outrage, both fake and real, over Albert Pujols hitting number 700 on Apple TV. I mean, it's amazing. Here's what he did. There's going to be real outrage, and there's going to be fake outrage.
I think it's all fake outrage. Get over it.
I don't know.
Refresh your social media channels or anything where Instagram or Twitter or whatever. You could see it right now.
Oh, you could see it. Look, I could see it, but people want to see it. They want to see it live. I want to see it when I turn my TV on. I don't want to have to buy a streaming service to be able to see this. I want to be able to, if you put this on a regular pay service, I had to pay to watch baseball, that's what I would pay, but I'm paying to watch, get something that I don't normally want because I only get baseball on one night. Why am I paying for a service that I only get baseball one night? What if I want to watch baseball that night? No, I got to get everything else that goes along with it, right? I mean, look, the real outrage is from people who are going to say, okay, you're making me pay premium for a product that has a lot of things that I don't want on it, right? That's the real outrage. The real outrage is because if I want to watch baseball, and I want to watch baseball on Friday night, I got to pay for Apple TV, right? I got to buy Apple TV. Now, you can get it for free for a little bit or for the app, but
no,
you got to pay
but
for Apple TV.
No, but it's free every Friday night.
Right.
But that's the problem. You don't need to subscribe to anything. You literally need to download an app or load it on your tablet. That's it.
Right. But
you don't have to buy a damn thing.
Eventually, it's going to be a pay thing. So
But it's not right now, so the argument doesn't hold water.
I get it. But the real outrage is going to be I'm paying for a product or I'm getting a product where I only want a small part of it. So I only want that. So I get that because that's where it's going. It's not going to be free forever. It's just this is what we're doing this year. And I get that part of it where I want to watch baseball. So I get this.
How many people have done that for the NFL?
Yeah, but the NFL doesn't offer a package where, hey, to get all the NFL games, you also have to have Netflix or you have to buy this. You have to buy this. No, I want the NFL package. So I'm buying the NFL package. So the real is going to be, hey, you're telling me that for baseball, I got to get all this other bunch of stuff that I don't really want. Because that's the way it's going with all the streaming services that are buying sports. That's the way it's going. I understand that part of it. But the part I don't is, well, it's a little bit too much for me to get the streaming service. I don't know where it is. It's hard. I got to make a phone call. I got to download things on my phone. You know, that's just progress. All right, that's just something that's called progress. Don't you want to really? You don't want to be able to watch a baseball or football game on your phone? You don't want to be able to do that? You know what? This is just how things are going forward, and because things change so quickly now, and with every passing year, big adjustments that are made in lifestyle or pop culture, whatever it is, I get it that sometimes it moves too fast for people, and they I want the world to slow down a little bit. Yeah, I get that, but this is technology and trying to bring you stuff, and this is just the way of the workplaces. That I don't get. Well, it's a pain to go get it. Well, all right, that's kind of how it works.
That's life.
You know, that's just how it is. So I see both kinds of outrage from it because you know that the way of the sports right now with Apple TV, that's the way it's going. It's going to be, okay, now I'm going to pay. I don't want Amazon Prime, but that's where football is on Thursday night. So now I'm going to have to get Amazon Prime at some point because that's where it's going. Because this product's not going to be given away for, you know, forever for free.
Yeah, I mean, it comes back to a I'm just going to use it as I like to do in songs. And I'm going to go back to one of my favorites called The Last DJ by the late, great Tom Petty. As we celebrate mediocrity, all the boys upstairs want to see how much you'll pay for what you used to get for free. Hello. And that's it. One pay service after another. You know what? Put a list up of all your apps. I do it for my parents. I do it for family members as they need to. You'll get over it. Your habits will change, and they're banking on it. And soon enough, they'll be linked to your bank account to withdraw money for it.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. We got more on Albert Pujols, more with our big selections for this weekend in NFL and college football. Keep it right here, Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.